This is Emil Moffitt for WKU Public Radio. The sport of dragon boat racing has a long history, and now one Kentucky city is putting its unique stamp on the fast-growing competition. As early morning fog gave way to a clear blue August sky, 30 teams dressed in bright-colored t-shirts climbed into narrow wooden boats adorned with a dragon head in the front. The teams paddled out to the starting line in the middle of the Ohio River. Todd Petzold expressed cautious optimism as his team prepared to take part in the Owensboro Dragon Boat Festival for a second straight year.
We're Team MPD, and we are not going to sink this year, and we are going to have fun.
The teams were made up of between 15 and 20 people, including men and women. Their experience level ranged from veteran to novice.
Okay, give me one stroke back, and we should be good.
They're taking part in an athletic event and tradition, the origins of which date back to the year 278 BC in China, and a man considered the father of Chinese poetry, Chu Yin. Mei Du is an assistant professor of history at Western Kentucky. She says Chu Yin was popular, but some of his views ran contrary to the mainstream, and he was exiled.
Unfortunately, the king at the time dismissed this idea. That's why he had to take exile and eventually sort of committed suicide.
Supporters of Chu Yin are believed to have raced out in their boats to find his body, which was submerged in the Milo River. The cultural tradition spawned by Yin's death eventually became an official holiday in China, but that wasn't until recently, 2008. Before that, in the 1980s, the sport of dragon boat racing started growing in popularity.
I think that's why we could see dragon boat racing Owensboro in the middle of Kentucky.
Are you ready? Attention, please!
The teams competing in Owensboro dig their paddles into the Ohio River, guided by the beat of a drummer sitting at the front of the boat. Keeping everyone in sync is key, says experienced dragon boat racer Katie Birkin. She says the more tranquil the water, the easier it is to paddle.
I would say probably the toughest part of the race when it's on a big open waterway like this, you've got a lot of boat traffic, so I would say having to deal with the wake throughout the days. But if you're on a strong team like ours, the Chattanooga Dragon Boat Club, we know how to power through it.
The competition is fierce but friendly. Jonathan Jones from Slaughters, Kentucky, is part of the Rio Tinto Company team called the Metal Mateys. While most of the teams are dressed in custom t-shirts, the Mateys were decked out in a pirate getup, a red and white striped shirt and black pants.
Well, it started out with a long sleeve and almost a dress, a pirate outfit, and we've taken scissors and modified them all to look pretty rough.
The team names ranged from the Metal Mateys to the Froggy Paddlers to Dragon Boat Z and Western Kentucky's entry from the school's Confucius Institute. In the first race of the day, Team Confucius was in the lead until the boat started veering off course, heading for the Metal Mateys. The boat overturned, sending everyone into the water. Confucius would recover, however, winding up with a second-place overall finish on the day behind a team called REO Speed Dragon, which won the trophy for a second year in a row. The races on the Ohio River were the main attraction, but there was also the festival, complete with games and music from bands like the Panther Creek Bluegrass Band. As the smell of barbecue wafted through English Park, families sat on the stone bleachers cut into the side of the bluff, and Owensboro Mayor Ron Payne beamed with pride.
It's just great, and you know, it seems to be growing. This year we've got 30 teams, last year it was 21. So I suspect it's just going to keep getting bigger and bigger. And I mean, look out here today. It's just absolutely beautiful.
A Kentucky community brought together by a tradition from the other side of the world. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Emil Moffitt.